This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged the European Union Thursday to look seriously at UK proposals to overhaul their post-Brexit trade deal for Northern Ireland, but met immediate resistance in Brussels. Johnson told European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in a phone call the so-called Northern Ireland Protocol was unsustainable and required significant changes. The UK demanded the EU renegotiate the protocol for Northern Ireland after rioting and business disruption has plagued the province. In a tweet released around the same time, von der Leyen said she had made clear the bloc's opposition to reworking the pact. The federal debt limit is on the mind of Congress and U.S. President Joe Biden. Speaking to reporters Wednesday night after a town hall in Cincinnati, Ohio, the president said the debt limit is just one of the budget issues that Congress will have to resolve in the coming months.
There's going to be a couple of very difficult decisions that are going to have to be made to get through the end of the year. One of them is the debt limit and extending the debt. So I don't have an answer for you. So I hope we can get by it.
Ukraine's foreign minister said Thursday the agreement between the United States and Germany over construction of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline does not resolve the issue of Ukraine's security. The deal will allow the completion of the controversial Russian natural gas pipeline between Russia and Germany without the imposition of further U.S. sanctions. The European Union reiterated Thursday the Nord Stream 2 was, quote, not of common EU interest, end quote, but will discuss the deal between the U.S. and Germany agreed to this week. This is VOA News. So far, 33 deaths have been reported across Henan province in China from record-breaking storms and floods, but the number is expected to rise as storms subside and rescue operations continue. Locals surveyed damage of homes, cars, and roads. Many had barely eaten for days with water, electricity, and phone signal cut off. China has rejected the World Health Organization's proposal for a second phase of its investigation into the origin of the coronavirus pandemic. The vice minister of the Chinese National Health Commission told reporters in Beijing Thursday he was extremely surprised when he read that the proposal offered by the UN Health Agency includes audits of laboratories in the city of Wuhan. That's where the virus was first detected in late 2019 that led to more than 192 million infections around the globe, including 4.1 million deaths. He said the WHO's origin tracing proposal lacks, quote, common sense, end quote, and displays a disrespect towards science that makes it impossible for Beijing to accept. Israel announced plans Thursday to allow only people who are deemed immune to COVID-19 or have recently tested negative to enter some public spaces, such as restaurants, gyms, and synagogues, after a surge in coronavirus cases. The government had removed most coronavirus restrictions after a rapid vaccination drive that pushed down infections and deaths. But some measures have already been reinstated because of the rapid spread of the more infectious Delta variant of the coronavirus. The former United Nations Human Rights Chief will head an international commission of inquiry into alleged crimes committed during the latest conflict between Israel and the Islamist group Hamas in Gaza. That's according to the UN Human Rights Council in a statement Thursday. The council agreed in late May to launch the investigation with a broad mandate to probe all alleged violations, not just in Gaza and the Israeli-occupied West Bank, but also in Israel during hostilities that were halted by a May 21st ceasefire. At least 250 Palestinians and 13 people in Israel were killed in the fierce fighting. Former President Jacob Zuma was granted compassionate leave to attend the funeral of his younger brother Thursday. The South African government said he was back in prison by the afternoon. Zuma's jailing led to South Africa's worst outbreak of violence in years. Kidnappers who abducted 121 students from a school in volatile northwest Nigeria this month have freed three of their victims, police said Thursday. A police spokesperson told AFP the students are undergoing medical checks. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.